Friday, yeah, baby, June 9th, 2017. This show is about leaks.
Did you show copies of your memos to anyone outside of the Department of Justice?
Oh, I have evil thoughts. My name is Joe Crummy. This is my Evil Thoughts podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, the show's about leaks today. And by the way, happy Friday. No matter when you're listening to this, I see there's a lag time, as I see that some of you are listening to the podcast a few days afterwards, and that's still legal in the United States. I'm working to change that, though, to force you to listen the second it comes out. But you listen at your pleasure, and I'm thrilled to have you. So that's all great. Coming up on the show, leaks. Yeah, Reality Winner. I checked, by the way. That's her real name. I've got an update on Reality Winner. She is the lady earlier this week that was leaking NSA documents about Russian involvement in the elections, et cetera, et cetera. And I've got an update on her. And then I have somebody in the UK. I don't know if you know this. Theresa May called for a special election. She is the Prime Minister of the UK. I think she's weak as well. There's another theme in today's podcast. Weakness. Oh, yeah. I want to talk about being weak. I do. Yeah, at the end of the week. Let's talk about being weak. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so Theresa May called for a special election. Somehow in the UK, you call an election like when you feel like it. Okay, that must be kind of add an interesting dynamic. Yeah, I feel like, and I think there's a certain time where you have to do. I'm not sure how it works. So she calls one thinking it's a good time because she thinks she's going to, I guess, pump up the volume in the House of Parliament or whatever it is with her peeps because everybody's behind her because the polls tell her she's really doing great. She calls for an election. I think it went down yesterday, and she, like, effed up. She barely won, and her party took a huge loss in Parliament, which I'm assuming is somehow like their House or their Senate or their Congress. You know, anyway, so, yeah. And then there's a funny BBC reporter that said the C word talking about it, and we've got that on the show today. So let's talk about leaks first. Director Comey, I tell you, before we get to Comey, let's replay what we did yesterday with Marco Rubio, because I think the audio I am about to play you is where this story is really going. See, if you watch CNN like I do today, you know, they're still yapping about, it's going to be, obstruction's going to be hard to prove, but, you know, the president's really a creep, and, Mr. Mueller from the FBI is going to be looking at all this information about loyalty and all these things, and, oh, my God, you know, obstruction is a case, as Jeffrey Toobin would say, would be a pattern. You take one piece over here and another piece over here, just the way the media does it too, and the stuff that doesn't fit, you ignore that. Right? Is it interesting? They learn from each other, but that's how they're going to do it. They're thinking about that. That's sort of what is the fire that's still burning. You know, the Trump-Russia collusion thing is going down, but that's okay. They'll just pick something else up new along the way. And now they're really into obstruction of justice. Have you noticed, excuse me, I just kicked the mic, that the whole thing went from Russia collusion to now it's obstruction. As we see that, listen to this, as we see, and before we even get to Marco Rubio, as we see that this whole thing about, you know, Trump in bed with Vlad, right, which was a huge story. And that Trump was covering this up. And Mike Flynn was his right-hand man. That's right. And those computers at Trump Tower were being pinged by that Russian bank. The media had it all together. Don't you remember this? They had Trump traitor. They had it. And now notice how the whole thing is kind of seamlessly migrated over now to obstruction of justice. When there's really nothing really to obstruct. Oh. Well, the cover-up is worse than the crime. You know, that's the way the media is going to play it. And so CNN is pursuing that angle. It's about obstruction. I think what I'm about to play for you, which is Marco Rubio yesterday, interviewing Comey, and we're going to take it from there. This is where I think the story is really going to go, okay? Again, mainstream media is still all about obstruction and Trump is evil and everything, but all the stuff that supposedly happened, he had nothing to do with. A lot of that came out yesterday. Now it's obstruction. And you're thinking, well, you know, if it was never under investigation, then why do you need obstruct? You know, it's not like you're Nixon in the White House and they're coming to get you. That's in the media's head. Yeah, we're going to get them. That's really what they think. Here is Marco Rubio yesterday talking to Comey, and he's talking about the leaks, which today we are making the co-theme of the show with the word weakness. But here is Marco Rubio. Let's pick up. This is where the story is going to go, and this is our introduction.
You ever wonder why, of all the things in this investigation, the only thing that's never been leaked is the fact that the president was not personally under investigation, despite the fact that both Democrats and Republicans and the leadership of Congress knew that and have known that for weeks?
Wow. So Rubio, and this is where I played this yesterday and kind of stepped all over it. Rubio is saying to Comey, how come all this information that makes, you know, that sort of, insinuation about Trump leaks, but the one thing that would really blow it all out of the water, the fact that he was officially not under investigation, that doesn't leak. The insinuation leaks, but the one thing that is most important, that is most, exculpatory? Yeah, I think that's the word. Look it up, you know. The one thing that blows it all out of the water is not leaked. That's what Rubio just said. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Here's Director Comey. Now listen to where he goes.
Fine, matters that are briefed to the Gang of Eight are pretty tightly held, in my experience.
Finally, who are those senior leaders at the FBI that you shared these conversations with?
Boom. Yeah, now, isn't that interesting? I mentioned this yesterday, but I just want to get the audio better today. Comey had just said, well, you know, Rubio said, well, all that stuff but that one thing leaked. He's talking about partisan leaks for political purposes. And then Comey gets back with him with a general statement. Hey, you know, I don't know. He's playing dumb. You know why? Because he's weak. He's weak at every step along the way. I see weakness with Comey. God, weakness is so bad. Ask Theresa May. We'll get to that later in the show. Weak. Anyway, so Comey says, well, you know, I gave the information like a good little boy. You know, I gave the information to the Senate and the House committees. And the Gang of Eight, they're usually pretty cool, like that. And then Rubio goes right back to it. Oh, yeah. Who else did you give the information to?
As I said, in response to Senator Feinstein's question, Deputy Director, my Chief of Staff, General Counsel, the Deputy Director's Chief Counsel, and then more often than not, the number three person at the FBI who's...
Well, I just want to say, how many people is that now? How many bureaucrats did he just rattle on? We got five more seconds on this piece of audio. How many bureaucrats? I can't even remember. But did you hear that?
The Associate Deputy Director, and then quite often the head of the National Security Branch.
And who do they give it to? I don't know. Isn't that amazing? So you can see the pool of leakers just within Comey's close circle, of course, is there's a lot of them. Do you think Trump and his people are stupid and they don't know that? See, people like you and me, we're just figuring it out because that's not what we do every day. I talk about it every day, which puts me in a better position as you because you want to listen to me, but these guys are doing it every day. Now, this thing about leaking gets better because Comey came out yesterday and said he actually leaked himself, which is really weird. Here's the tape of Comey talking about the fact he actually leaked, and then I'm going to talk about what this means and where this investigation is really supposed to go. Because if you're watching CNN, it's about Trump as an obstructor, even though the crimes are gone. Now it's all about obstructing, and that's just stupid because they've got it backwards now. But it doesn't matter to them. They're just like, you know, they're on the scent, you know, and they just, you know, again, you know, they're like, kill Trump, kill Trump. That's all they do, and it's just like, damn. It makes them look so dumb, but they don't see it because it's like, they're in like battle mode all the time. Anyway, so here is Comey being asked yesterday by Senator Susan Collins from Maine, did you ever share any information? Remember, Comey just said, well, you know, I gave it to the Gang of Eight, and then, of course, I share it with these, you know, these people, national security people, and this guy, and a big shot over here, and a friend of an unnamed source over here, you know, and my friend at Columbia Law School over here. But he mentioned a bunch of stuff, and then yesterday he was asked by Susan Collins roughly the same thing. Who do you share stuff with? This is what he said. And it gets really good.
Did you show...
Right, because now she's going, what about you personally? Here we go.
Did you show copies of your memos to anyone outside of the Department of Justice?
Okay, Boy Scout.
Yes.
And to whom did you show copies?
I asked... President tweeted on Friday, after I got fired, that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night, because it didn't dawn on me originally, that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine.
But let me just stop for a second. Let me break it down. Comey is saying that he gets canned, and then the president tweets a couple days later, you better be happy there's no tapes, or, you know, better be whatever. Yeah, there better not be any tapes, yuck, 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 like I'm kind of baiting you, you know, making you look bad, no question about that. Comey is saying, wow, you know, I took contemporaneous notes and, of course, didn't tell him either. They both went into the meeting, like, with no trust. Can't you understand that? Right there, Trump is like, you know what, I don't like you. Right there, no trust, if it's true. You know, so Comey's writing his little notes, isn't going to share them with Trump. He isn't going to do that. No. And Trump is what, supposedly taping him. Kind of a, you know, who needs that? Anyway, so Comey is saying, well, wow, they're tapes? Oh, well, that'll corroborate with my contemporaneous notes. How can I force them to get out there? All right. I could even buy into that. Well, what does he do? Instead of going to the House committee or go through the proper channels, he gives his information to a friend who then phones it in to the New York Times because he's hoping to start a special prosecutor to get Mr. Mueller, who used to run the FBI, who has now been appointed special prosecutor, needed to get that ball rolling, but he didn't have the balls to do it himself. I think that's Comey's problem. You know, the more I look at him, I'll say what I said yesterday. I think he is a man that would like to do the right thing. I just think that he is caught between titanic forces and ultimately is a pussy. Just the story that I told you yesterday, that he was afraid of Trump, intimidated by Trump, you know, whatever it is, man. There's, as far as I'm concerned, Trump is like, you know what? I don't know what your story is, but I'm getting a creepy vibe off of you. You know? And when I ask you for loyalty, it's not so much, you know, this is the cool thing. You know, the haters are trying to make it seem like Trump, when he asked Comey for loyalty. See, this is what's going to be so great about this investigation, because it's not going to go where they want it to go. At least it's going to be, they're going to have to try to steer really hard away from this. Is that when Trump said to Comey, look, I'm looking for your loyalty, he wasn't really saying, I want you to agree with everything I say or do everything I say. You know what I think he was saying? He was going, Mr. Comey, I know you're a leaker. I know that a lot of people in your office, we know the leaks are coming from your office. I know that. I look to you, sir, and I ask you for loyalty. And the way it's spun, oh my God, he sounds like a mob boss. I'm thinking he's the president of the United States. That's what I think he was saying to Mr. Comey, who didn't really get it at the time. And the liberal media doesn't get it. And it goes into another sort of Joe Crummy evil thoughts point I want to make, is the liberal media is so into having that narrative that they miss a lot of obvious stuff. We've said it before and used stupid examples, like the time when they were trying to talk about how stupid Trump was because he tweeted, you know, why the Civil War? What was the reason? And what he really meant was, couldn't they negotiate? Or, you know, why'd they have to fight? Well, the media is so, oh, Trump is obviously stupid, doesn't know why there was a Civil War. And they went on the air all morning long and talked about that. And I was just scratching my head going, oh, my God, you people are just so dumb. And they think they're so smart. It's all theater. And I think they've all bought into it. They don't walk out the studio door and go, you know, that was stupid, man. I don't know why they don't ever say that. But anyway, so Comey is a leaker. Back to the tape.
To share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons.
I thought I'd give it to a friend of mine, but not mine. And by the way, he said the content of my memo doesn't mean the memo itself, which I believe the New York Times had prior to this, by the way, because they were quoting it. I could be wrong on that, but that's what I'm thinking. So when he says the content of my memo, you have to understand these guys are lawyers, attorneys. And if they're not lawyers and attorneys, they have a lot of lawyers and attorneys. All right. Some of you are beginning to complain the podcast is not long enough. Would you guys shut up? I think you're right, though. I don't know. We'll have to do something about this. I'm having a great time doing my evil thoughts with you every single day, Monday through Friday. It's Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts. Tomorrow, we'll do a Joe Crummy After Dark. I want you to spread these evil thoughts around. Subscribe to the podcast. It doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to it. All right? People think it's going to cost you money. Not yet. Subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter as Joe Crummy, and on Instagram as Crummy Joe. Thanks for listening to my evil thoughts.